This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Animal Health and News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Broderick, who is a practicing veterinarian with nearly 50 years of experience. He is known worldwide for his organic, healthy, chemical-free pet food line, Cornucopia, and has recently released a book called Compassion for Pets. Dr. Broderick, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks, Eric.
You bet, and glad to have you. So, for starters, could you tell us a little bit about yourself as well as your history as a veterinarian? I'm sure you have a lot to talk about.
Well, it's been a long time. It's 17 years, 221 days. 47 years, 221 days. In practice, I went to Kansas State. I was in the first class of nutrition ever taught in any kind of medical school in the United States. And I practice by phone all over the world. And that's and I practice preventive medicine. I have a hospital in Huntington, New York, and in the Southdown section of Huntington, New York. And I have, I'm a general surgeon and all that stuff, and regular veterinary medicine. But what I do is I help the animal prevent itself from getting sick in the first place.
And that right there is the main reason why we have you on this program today, prevention, health prevention. Now, on animals, how does your line of pet food differ from its competitive pet products, and what are some of the key ingredients?
Well, everything is certified organic, everything. So you got the chicken, the certified organic chicken, the certified organic turkey, you got the fish that are wild. You have things that are almost everything comes from the United States, except I got a little secret ingredient from Deutschland, from Germany, and it's $25 a pound, and I have that in there, and it's a yeast product, and instead of good old American Bruges yeast, we use this yeast from Deutschland. That's $25 a pound instead of a dollar a pound. And so it's the best in the world. That's why I do that. My salt, I could buy salt from regular salt that you have on the table, salt for 10 cents a pound. And I pay $5 a pound for my salt because I get it out of Pakistan. And it comes out of the Himalayan mountains. So that's what we go to. Instead of 10 cents a pound, we spend $5 a pound. The money is not the issue. The issue is there's no more veterinary bills. That's the issue. If you like that and you want to go and spend $10,000 or $1,000 a month between the time the cat is six till the time it dies at eight, you're welcome to do that. But I don't have animals that die at 8 years old. I have animals that die over 18. So they said, well, it's a little dog or a big dog. I don't care what kind of dog it is. My dog and cat combination was 24 when I was born, and now it's sick at six and dead at eight. That means we've lost two-thirds of the lifespan of the dog and the cat. And my cat and dog combination now has crossed 18, and now we're going for 20 lifespan.
Let's get into a comparison of the past. How does the present life expectancy of a cat and dog differ from the life expectancy of cats and dogs in the past? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, when I was born, October 23rd, 1941, the life expectancy was everybody had a dog and a cat. So I go with that combination. That combination was 24 when I was born. And then I watched it and watched it and watched it, and everything was okay until the early 50s. The early 50s, the extruder was born, it's a machine that makes dry pet food. The dry pet foods come out, and you can put any kind of crap that you want in that extruder and push it through that extruder. And that's what they did. All the dead, down, dying, diseased animals with the meal, anything that says meal on it, forget about it. They're all dead, down, dying, diseased. Nobody's going to take an organic chicken and feed it through an extruder. So the chicken is chicken meal, turkey meal, beef meal, lamb meal, anything that says meal, you don't want to go near it. That's the first thing. And then the rest of the stuff is now people make believe they have an organic food because they'll put some organic ingredients in it. And then they'll have a vegetarian food, but they won't say organic because the vegetarians are full of Roundup and everything else. And that's how they grow vegetables, to keep the weeds down. So all that stuff is all culled out by us. And we make the only food in the United States that's good for cats and dogs. So you don't have to go and buy cat food and dog food. You buy our food, which is human food for cats and dogs. And then you take it, and we teach people, either in my office or by phone all over the world, they can call for nutritional consultations, and they can get a veterinary nutritionist on the phone where we can explain to them how to do all this right from birth. The people out there do not feed their children pet food, so their children don't get irritable bowel syndrome. If they do get it, they should go to a nutritionist and find out why they're getting irritable bowel syndrome, or why they're getting autism, or why they're getting cancer, or why they're getting diabetes, and find out how not to get this, because we know how to prevent 90% of it. We're not going to prevent chemtrails. We're not going to prevent chemtrails. Only the general public has to fight back and prevent chemtrails. But 90% of everything that happens to you, to me, and the animals is caused by nutrition. And their pet food needs to be eliminated. The abolition of pet food. Nobody feeds their child pet food, but they'll feed it to the one child that happens to walk on all fours, because we have a society that budgets the animal. And the animal doesn't get a wedding, it doesn't get a bar mitzvah, it doesn't get a communion, it doesn't get a birthday, it doesn't get Christmas, it gets some creepy bone from some place where they sell pet food that's all bleached out and full of chemicals. And that, all you need to do is just understand that if you want unconditional love, there's only one place in that family you're going to find it. True unconditional love. The only place you're going to find it is from that cat or from that dog. And so if you want to preserve that and not have them sick at six and dead at eight and spend $1,000 a month between 6 years old and 8 years old, that's $24,000 in veterinary bills, then you can do this and you can prevent it. But you've got to take a woman's approach to this. The woman nurtures and cultures and brings up and raises the children 90% of the time. And 90% is a big number, and 90% is what the women do. And you listen to the women, and don't tell the woman, "No, you can't do this. You can't do this," because I'm the man. I run the house here, and all that kind of garbage that was when you and I were born. Okay, you give the woman the money, give the woman the budget, give the woman the freedom. Let her feed her family the way she wants to do. And she knows what gives that family unconditional love, and that's that animal. So you're going to spend the money one way or the other. You're going to give it away. You're going to give it away in veterinary bills, or you're going to prevent it. And that's how we do it.
And certainly makes a lot of sense today. We are speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Broderick, who is a practicing veterinarian with nearly 50 years of experience, known worldwide for his organic, healthy, chemical-free pet food line, Cornucopia, here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health, the news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Broderick, is it true that Cornucopia pet foods are for dogs and cats? I've always thought that dogs and cats needed a different diet. Can you explain a little more on this?
Okay. We were told a lot of misinformation all our lives. We were told that carbohydrates is the way to go. The food chain is upside down. Absolutely upside down. The food chain pyramid is totally wrong. We don't need carbs. We need fat. We need protein. Protein and fat do not make you fat. Carbs make you fat. Fat makes you sick. Fat makes you tired. Fat makes you worn out. It looks like you're lazy. You're not lazy if you're fat. You're just worn out, and you're chugging around, walking around with all that weight on all your limbs and all your body, and that's what makes you sick. We were told that cat food was different than dog food. It is not different than dog food. It is the cat food and the dog food are totally different because you can get away with feeding garbage to a dog that you can't for a cat. So you feed as much garbage as you can to the cat, but you can feed loads of garbage to the dog. That's why cat food is more expensive than dog food, because if you fed the cat dog food, the cat would die. Not right away, but around a year, you got a dead cat from being sick. However, when you feed cat food to a dog, the dog will do much better by feeding the cat food to the dog. Now, when you feed Cornucopia, you see what happened here, as I explained about this family of animals that I just got off the phone with. I told her I got to go because I got to do a show with you, and I mean, she says, this is amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Both the cats and the dogs are eating out of the same can. They're eating the things. Everyone is thriving. And that's what you want. You want something that's going to thrive. You don't want something that has minimal daily requirements. You want something that's going to thrive. And so to make it thrive, you've got to be organic. The same thing as you and all your listening audience. You've got to do organic. It's got to be organic. Well, organic costs more. Okay, then that's fine. So you eat that regular crap that you're going to eat, or the fast food, or whatever kind of garbage you feed your family, and the doctor is laughing all the way to the bank. It's time for people to take the health and welfare of their family into their own hands. Go organic, and you will. It's the best way to thrive. Okay? And then you're in the 90% rule. Well, there's other ways to die. Well, okay. But if you eliminate 90% of it, you've eliminated 90% of it. So how's that? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. But we know that the key is let the mother of the household decide on how to feed this animal, okay? How, and whether that animal is a child or the cat or the dog. Let the mother decide. She has an innate instinct that us boys don't have. She knows because she's the one where they grew inside of her. And I'll tell you, the animals love the organic food. It's just like they go, whoa, where did this stuff come from? 4 years of diarrhea and vomiting gone gone within a week, gone within 2 weeks. That's the kind of results you get. Where did it come from? Well, it comes from eliminating the antibiotics in the food, because 95% of all the chickens that you buy all over the country for yourselves have antibiotics in the chicken. That's what makes the chicken grow. It grows without getting sick, and it goes to market, because that's what it's about. It's about going to market. So 95% of the chickens have antibiotics. Organic is a very small percent. It's the energy that we control and release, and that energy, that force that we have within us, is because what happens with the antibiotics is the antibiotics get in your gut, and then they kill off all the bad stuff. Well, isn't that wonderful? Okay? But they kill all the good stuff too. And so the antibiotic goes in, kills everything in your digestive system, and then your digestive system, there goes your digestive system starts to fail. And it fails, the first thing that fails is your immune system. So then in your immune system, you've got all these resistant strains of all this stuff, and it comes in, and then it starts to work away at your digestive system, because you've killed all the friendly flora in your digestive system, the good bacteria. That antibiotic is made by man. Man doesn't care who it kills. So man makes this thing, and yeah, if you got a really bad bug, it'll kill the bad bug after a while, 21 days of antibiotics or whatever you're going to do, and then the antibiotics kill everything else. Then you wind up where the gut isn't functioning. Then the gut starts leaking little tiny morsels of food into your system, and that's where you get all the allergies from. And so you get what's called leaky gut, again, syndrome. And so there's no syndrome to it. It's really easy to understand. If you kill your gut, you kill your immune system. If you kill your immune system, you're sick and then sicker and then you're done. So here's another thing with my concept. We're also told, don't feed the dog off the table. It's bad, bad, bad. And don't feed the cat table scraps. It's bad, bad, bad. You got to feed cat food to the cat and dog food to the dog. It's all trash. It's all a misconception. You can take a misconception and you can bring that into a lie. We have been led down a path of devastating disease for our animals, where our animals have lost 2/3, 24 down to 8 is 8, 16, 24. It's 2/3 of their lifespan is gone. Now, somebody had an argument with me the other day, and he said, Doc, I love you, but I think you're wrong. I said, well, tell me. He says, well, I just had a bunch of animals, and they were sick at 4. Some of them died at 4, but they didn't even average 6 years old. And I hope he's wrong and I'm right. I hope we're getting 8 out of them. But you know what? This week so far, it's only Tuesday, and I've been told by 3 different people that they had several animals that died at 4. So what are we getting here? Now we're down to a throwaway dog and a throwaway cat? And you just get another one. Well, I beg to differ with anybody that says that, because I'm not going to take the one person in my family that delivers unconditional love to me and throw it away, because I want to have a latte. I want to swill down another latte a day for $5. Instead of taking that, I can feed the cat all week for that. And so it's where you've got to understand, if you want something that you're going to take care of and you're going to nurture and culture, you get a kitten now, that kitten's going to live till 20 and over. My secretary's cat has been on cornucopia since it was 4 weeks old. The cat died recently at 28. My cat died, one of my clinic cats died at 25. It's a disgrace what we have done by buying pet food so that these major international, multinational companies have just raped people of their animals by producing this garbage pet food.
I tell you what, Dr. Broderick, you are right on the money about this and correct on so many fronts, and we really appreciate all the information shared here today, a wealth of information to take better care of our pets. And sorry we've run out of time, but wanted to ask you before you go, where can our listeners get not only more information on your chemical-free pet food line, Cornucopia, and also your recently released book, Compassion for Pets. Where can we get more information in those regards, and how can one be in touch?
Okay. Do they know that? And they can call. They can call at 631-427-7479, or they can go to cornucopiapetfoods.com, and all they got to do is get a hold of us. We'll be glad to talk to them and spend the time. And it's free, and it's a lot longer than the average office visit that's provided to us in our so-called American health care tragedy.
Yes, and in another conversation we had, you said, and you called it American sick care. Unfortunately, you are right on target. Dr. Broderick, I really appreciate your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you in the future.
And God bless those little four-legged children that we love so much and give us the love that we won't get anywhere else.
You got that right. And again, thanks for joining us. We have been speaking with Dr. Jeffrey Broderick, who is a practicing veterinarian with nearly 50 years of experience. He is known worldwide for his organic, healthy, chemical-free pet food line, Cornucopia, and has recently released a book called Compassion for Pets. And for more information on the organic, healthy, chemical-free pet food line, Cornucopia, visit cornucopiapetfoods.com. All links will be provided within the show notes on this broadcast. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Animal Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.